Hi, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here to have a wonderful evening. And we had a lot of requests for the entity busting water, so we'll call it the Buster Water here. So here we go. Get a glass of water, everybody, and this is going to use to help eliminate some entities that we have in us, around us, or whatever attached to us. We'll do that probably in about 10 minutes here. So I'll just do an intro here for the lightship. It comes once every 2,000 years. It's the same lightship Jesus used for his teachings of ascension and healings. We're going to have a wonderful evening tonight. This is just feels very high energy. This is one of those days where we have one extra day in the year, naturally, because we have 29 days. So this is the last day of this month. So if you feel extra energy or different, it could be from that. We're also going to do a clearing right now, and this clearing is going to work for the planetary clearing. Remember, we have many, many planets that are connected to us, courting us against our free will. This is your horoscope, your astrological signs that right away tells you that you have no free will here. So people who think they have it, just look at that and you realize, gee, how can I have free will when my whole life is set out before me in my chart? So that's kind of like, oh well, people don't understand that. Hopefully you do. I like using the words in song of Jethro Tull, Thick as a Brick. I can make you feel, but I can't make you think. And so I hope on this show I'm getting you to think a little bit and to understand a little bit more about who you are, that you are this divine energy in your heart center. It's not outside of yourself. And the energy of mind is the complete opposite of the lightship energy of heart. So that's kind of like the, in one word, a Christian word, might be the Antichrist energy, the mind energy. So you want to always connect to your heart center. Remember, the mind energy will take you anywhere it needs to go to and wishes to go to help you get disconnected from who you are. And that's why we're so fascinated here with things other than our spiritual growth, because there's so much out here. The mind creates and creates and creates, and we'll look and look and look, and at times that gets to be kind of negative for us. Here we go. We're going to do this special clearing here of the planet. So again, sit back and relax. Nothing for you to do. The lightship light beings will do this for you. All the healings that the lightship does is instantaneous. The only thing that needs to catch up with the healing typically is your body. There's no processing involved because the lightship takes away these energies out of your spiritual blueprint. There's no reason to process at that point. Earth-based energies with different healers, people are used to going through maybe months, if not years, of processing, thinking they have to figure out how and why. With the lightship, it doesn't even matter. They just clear your blueprint, and then you're ready to go again in a new consciousness. So here we go. This is the planetary clearing. I do this to a lot of people. This is one of my newer clearings. And this should not even be done by me typically, because we should not have this effect happening to us. But as we know, these are here. So what I want you to do is to maybe think upon an issue that you're dealing with. It could be some kind of illness in your body. It could be an ache or pain. And the lightship is now going to help you with this and release the planets that are courting you. And recordings are all negative things. That's the way maybe a person or a place or thing will actually connect to you and drain your energy. And they're going to release these cords from you. So just think of maybe a body organ or a situation that you've had. And we're going to now take away this planet energy that is pertaining to that. So we're going to do 10 planets. First planet is cleared away from you, released. Second is cleared, third cleared, fourth cleared, fifth cleared, sixth cleared, seventh cleared, eighth cleared, nine cleared, and number 10 is cleared. So I'd like you now just to kind of sit back and relax. We'll use the word psychic radar to actually sense and see how you feel. And you should feel a little bit more at ease with the situation or what you're dealing with as these cords are being released from you. And they're all gone right now from 10 planets. I have been up to about 800 with one individual so far. So, again, sample your energy field and see how you're feeling. Hopefully you all have a glass of water. If you don't, get a glass right now. And in about 3 minutes, I'll do the special water to release entities from you. Entity busting water. We'll do another session here with special healing. And what I'm choosing to go to here looks like it's the energy of parallel lives here. Remember, we have lots of these things too, unfortunately. And here we go, parallel life clearing. And this is just a few of these lifetimes. We're going to do 5 of these for you. And remember, if you feel something, you need this healing. Here we go. First parallel life. So we get on with the chakras now. 6th chakra cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 2nd parallel life. This is dark side energies that your spirit goes to, unfortunately, not knowing that it shouldn't be there. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 3rd parallel life. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And 4th. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And 5th. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, and 1st cleared. Great. And again, I'd like you just to kind of relax and just view the situations that you may have had in your life with the same type of situation as far as the healing. Look for a special problem that you're dealing with and just see if you have some kind of release there of energy. It should feel maybe a little less intense. Remember, everything that you're working with right now in your life is past lives, along with the dark side parallel lives added onto that, unfortunately. Walk around and stretch a little bit, maybe twist, and just see how your body is responding to these healings. our water charging now for entities. So what I'd like you all to do is to have the light beam in front of you, or you could use the light ship insignia. Either one will work fine. And bring it up on your screen. If you're brand new to the program, you can go to Creation Lightship Healing, click on it, scroll down, and the light beam will come up. And also a little ways further is the insignia energy. And just look at that right now. We're going to activate it. Here we go. And with the light beam and also the insignia, you're going to actually see the colors typically change a little bit. And for most people, it becomes more three-dimensional. And with the light beam, you're going to see her eyes become brighter as she starts emitting more light frequencies out of her eyes. And you're going to see that she's actually a living photograph. On the lightship insignia, what comes through that is the 12 source energies that created the universe and yourself. So you're created from one of these 12 energies, or 1/12 of all of them are in you, let's put it that way. So you're going to actually feel a resonance with that lightship insignia automatically when you look at it. Okay, that feels very good to me. Take your glass of water now and put it between your hands and just hold on to it. And I'll put some music on as they bring in energy right now through these photographs to you for an entity clearing. This will probably take about a minute or so. Remember, you can't really do anything. Just have it connect to your heart and have this wonderful experience. You can't really push the energy because it's not designed to work that way. It'll just flow gently through you from your heart down your arms and out of your palm chakras and fingertips. Very complete to me. If you're in the room with someone else, you might look at them right now before they drink their water and see how they kind of look to you. See if you can see like a little film around their body possibly. You might actually see them come into focus more after they drink their water. I'd like you all now to have some water. I'm going to have mine right now. And if you wish to come on the fast chat, you can do so. I'd like to see how your body is responding here. And again, you may just want to walk around after you drink your water to see if anything has left you. You may feel a little bit lighter during this process. Just have some of mine here. Tastes very good. Again, it's very silky smooth for me going down. And as you're walking around, just kind of twist and bend over a little bit and see if you have more movement in your body. Sometimes as the entities come in, they kind of crowd your muscles and space in your body and you don't have quite as much movement. They also bring in their pain energy to you, unfortunately. And this is what, in a sense, will attract them to you also as pain. And then at that point, you have more pain, and when they leave, the pain goes away. And when you're ready to come back, you can. We're going to do another clearing here. In fact, you might have another sip of your water. Just have one more as you come back. And next, we're going to do a chakra alignment for everyone. So we're going to go to your heart center first and reposition that in your body. Remember, there's a lot of energy bodies that we work with here. And these are normally all invisible. And the net result of that equates to your physical body here. There we go. So heart chakra is in alignment. And throat chakra feels good. Third eye, for some people, it's a little bit off, so we'll move that around. The way the energies get off in these different bodies is, number one, the most common way is from a psychic attack from someone projecting energy to you, energy cords. Other ways is the dark side attaching you. Maybe you went to a practitioner and they weren't full of light, and you did a mantra or something or a group meditation, and all of a sudden you're a little bit out of whack. And you may not even notice this until you actually get healed. You could be out of whack for, you know, your whole life. So here we go. Remember, it's up to you to hold your spiritual integrity in your heart center and to always talk to your spirit before you go to practitioners and get aligned with energies that are not of the light. And that happens quite often now in the last probably 20 years here. Okay, we're going now down below to your power chakra. There we go. That feels good. And second chakra. Great. And first chakra. Wonderful. We're doing a chakra opening now. Go into your heart center. I'll use the word spin to open it up. So heart chakra. Spin, 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 spin. Wow, that's a lot of spins. Spin, 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 spin. Wow. Okay, some of you have a reversed heart chakra. So I want you all to kind of focus on your heart chakra and see if you feel a movement inside of your body as I turn this around. It's either pointing typically straight up and down, 90 degrees from the way it's supposed to be, or it's 180 degrees out. So it could be pointing up and down or completely reversed. So here we go. We're going to move it around now. So that's in the proper orientation to give you energy. And we're almost done. And there. So if you feel a shift in your heart chakra right now, or your energy in your body feels better, you probably had a big attack on you from somewhere, okay? Here we go. That's fine now. Heart chakra, spin, spin, open. Throat chakra, going up. Spin, 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 open. Third eye, spin, 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 open. Power chakra, spin, 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 spin. Same thing here, okay? We're going to move this around for everybody to get it in the right orientation now. There we go. The first process that I do is like a one time through it, and it does get them into alignment. But then the second time when I open it up is when you really know if they're 100% correct or not. There we go. So power chakra, spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 spin. Same problem. And reposition this in new people. There we go. Second chakra, spin, spin, open. And first chakra, spin, 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 open. Great. So you may feel more energy in your body now. And again, just like you to sit back and relax and kind of see how this healing has affected you. You should start to feel more calmer. With the chakras out of alignment, you're going to be really having a difficulty regaining your spiritual energy. So right now you should feel calmer, more relaxed, and kind of an internal peace with you. Thank you. accept a couple of healing requests if you want to type into the fast chat. Right now we're going to do an emotional clearing here. And this is what I do for everyone. This is the first thing that you must do to get yourself cleaned out, to have more of your spirit and its spiritual integrity. It's a very, very important healing. So whenever I work with anybody, the first thing that you want to do with me is the emotional clearing. This way your spirit's completely cleared of the traumas, your emotional body's cleared out, and also the blockages in your physical body is cleared out, so you can be in the moment more precisely right now and allow yourself to accept a healing. Remember, the acceptance level is not that you're saying to yourself in your mind, yeah, I want to have this healing. What it is all the gunk stored inside of you from this lifetime. Have you ever been told you could not accept a healing, you know, that you weren't good enough or anything like this? So this emotional clearing takes that away from you. And then to go even further, your past life clearing, which we call a centuries clearing, where I go 100 years at a time back to when you were first incarnated here, that healing takes away the stuff from your past. And what we are, we're living our past every day. So when you can get rid of your past, then you can be in the moment and live in the moment with your spirit, so you can actually start to create things in the divine, and your spirit can help you. This is the whole process for being on planet Earth. And this is the most important healing that I can do for anybody. So here we go. This is a starting point. If you know, this is what I recommend doing. Here we go. Emotional clearing. I'm going to go back 5 days. And here we go. 5 days ago, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 4 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 3 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 2 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 1 day ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. And now we're going to do today. So take special note of what happened to you today and just see how your body is responding to it. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. So what happens is I would like you just to look at that situation. Now you're using a mental energy to look at feelings, to look at the emotions, to look at the senses. And sometimes the mental body is just too blocked too to actually sense anything. But what I want you to do is to look at an event that happened in the last 5 days. Maybe you lost your keys. Got locked out of your car, maybe you know you lost $20 out of your wallet or something. Just look at that situation and see how your body is sensing it, okay? Does it put you in fear mode? Does it get you upset? You know, do you want to cry about something? You know, do you want to get out a punching bag and punch something? You know, just see how you feel right now, because you will feel different than what you did 5 minutes ago. So I'd like you all to do this, examine this in your life right now, and just see the situation that you've dealt with. Because remember, every day we have situations, unfortunately. And we're on an emotional planet here, and that's probably the reason why all these energies are here. Now, the emotional body is what the Earth Spirit uses to sample love energy here. And I believe that, you know, since the time of that process of having it as a love sampling body, it turned into a denser body where it's, you know, dealing with traumas and tribulations that we have here. So what we're going to do, too, is help you in the release of that emotional body after this here. So again, just sit back and just contemplate now on what happened to you the last 5 days. got some people who are requesting healing. One of it from Cindy, hair growth, that would deal with really complicated issues. You know, it could be this lifetime of having hair problems. It could be being scalped, you know, in by the Indians, we'll say, or being tortured. So that probably would not even be effective to do. Negative beliefs I can do. Herpes virus, maybe, I don't know. A lot of these are just very complicated healings because the energies themselves have to go back into so many years. This is just, for this lifetime, I can do something with, okay? Now, you have to look at the depth of these healings that you're asking for. So typically, I don't think they would work. But I can do one with the actual negative beliefs right now. That will help you out. Here we go. And I love to work with all of you, but these energies, you must realize, are not just caused by this one lifetime. So here we go. Negative beliefs. So we're going to release some negative patterns from you. I'm going to use the light chip technology right now to do this here. We're going into the centrifuge room instantaneously here. And the room will be spinning. I want you to think of some negative beliefs, habit patterns that you might be thinking of, addictions. And just think of one of these right now. And I'm going to bring in the energy of lack to us here. The lack energy will resonate to the energy that you wish to release. Because remember, it's not of the light typically, it's in judgment. And the light does not judge. So here we go. Here comes the lack energy. And I'll use the word stronger to bring it in. And this healing will take probably about 2 minutes to do. So just think of one condition that you're dealing with, a negative thought pattern or addiction. And it could also be a physical problem. Here we go. Here comes the lack energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, just sit back and just see how this is affecting you. And I think probably the white men actually scalped more Indians than the Indians ever did, so I don't want to sound like I'm racist. I'm very sorry if that offended somebody. Thank you. now we're going to have some fun. What we're going to do is bring in the male healers from the light ship through the light beam picture on your monitor screen. So if you don't have it up, definitely get it up now. If you're new to the show, go to Creation Light Ship Healing. Scroll down once you click on it, a little bit over an inch on your scroll bar. And you're going to see it underneath the blinking flower here. And I want you to kind of look at the light beam. And we're going to bring in the male energies. And the male energies kick butt. They're right here, right now, and out there down to business. The females are a little more gentler, in a sense. But the males just are going to be coming in, and here they come. When I bring in the males, when I go to conferences and expos and things, it's very interesting that the whole room will all of a sudden drop about two-thirds in volume when they come in. And it's neat to watch. I'll tell people this, and they go, look at me like, oh, yeah. And then all of a sudden, within 5 minutes, the whole room is silent. Now, they're talking about big rooms. You know, these are gigantic expo halls. So here we go. Here comes the males. And you can actually feel your room get very crisp. The energy in the room will change completely. You may be able to hear a pin drop. Here we go. Here comes the males. And they come in kind of cautiously and slowly. They don't want to excite anybody or cause you to feel a little bit out of balance. So they come in very slowly, but they're very, very intense. And they're already starting. So here we go. They're going to come in. I'll just use percentages here to get them to come in. So here they come. 1% coming in. And we'll just see how far they want to go with the energy here. Okay, there we go. They're in 1%. Great. Feel your heart center, everybody. This is going to be something that you're probably not ever going to forget. 2%. As they come in. Okay, there they are, 2% and 3%. And they'll do healings on you, so you want to request your healing. Since I'm doing the bringing the energy, and I'd request maybe every half a minute for one thing, okay? And 4% coming in. If you notice, if you turn your head away from the monitor and I'll look at it, it like this photograph will pin you. Your eyes make instant contact with that, and they're communicating with you. And it's kind of hard to get your eyes off of the eyes of this photograph here. Okay, and you may start to feel the hair on your arm stand up on end, maybe on the back of your neck here as they come in. This is pure divine energy coming to assist you. 6% coming in. Remember, in the divine energies, there's really no such thing as an emotional love energy like we have here. You're not going to feel that clinging type of, say, joy, happiness. The energy is just what it is. It's just plain energy. And it always says yes. So it has no emotional intent to it or content. Here we go. We're at 7% right now. Now we're going to 8%. And stronger. Oh, this is just wonderful. How's your room feeling, everybody? Okay, and 9%. Okay, and now we're at 10%. And we're going to stop there just for a moment here. And I just, again, put some music on and ask for healing. Remember, you must ask. You don't ask, you don't get. Ask for one thing. And then we're going to increase the energy some more here after you get used to it a little bit here. says it feels like his room is hit by lightning and is supercharged with electricity. Yeah, that's a good way of saying it. Thanks, Kyle. Energy some more here for you. Going to 11%. Okay, here they come. Okay, 12%. If you had anything in your room that was causing you problems, entities, etc., I'm sure they got out of Dodge really quick here. The room that you're in will definitely have this energy in it. It may even go into your whole house. And you might just take note of your animals, see how they're responding too. Okay, now we're going to go to 14%. And 15%. And now we're going to 16%. Seventeen percent. 18%. Really putting some energy in. Now we'll go up to 20% here at the end here. And they're increasing it more now. Okay, here we go. We'll put some music on and ask for your healings. And just bathe in this beautiful energy of the light beams. These are the males. There's three of them that are with you right now. gain will increase a little bit more. So here we go. Going to go to 21%. Everybody's kind of hang on here. You may start to feel energy moving in your body quite nicely right now. And here they're coming in at 21. Remember, request a healing, one healing that you're dealing with here. 22%. Rick said this is my avocado plant is growing leaps and bounds lately. Thank you, Creation Light Ship. Yeah, the plants in your house will definitely benefit by these shows of this divine energy coming in. Just by having it on in your house will actually help you out here. Going to the archives even. So here we go. 23, that's good. 24%. Okay, and 25%. They want to go up to 30 for everyone. That's quite a lot of energy. If it gets to be too much for you, then just say that you don't want to have it turned up any stronger. And at that point, they won't do that, okay? They'll respect your free will. Here we go. For those who are extra brave here and want to really get divine energy into their bodies, 26%. Well, that feels great. It's kind of what I'm used to. 27%. You notice it's pretty hard to have a negative thought right now. Okay, now we're going to 28%. Feels good. Now 29%. Like I said, watch the light being on your monitor screen. It's once your eyes make contact with the eyes, it's a little hard to break contact. And if you move up and down a little bit and from side to side, you can watch the eyes kind of move in a sense and watch you. Such light frequency coming out. Here we go. We're going to 30% here. All right, and we'll bring in one of the defense fleet ships. Looks like Kyle kind of requested that. Wonder what would happen if a defense fleet ship showed up on top of all this. Okay, here we go. I'll count to 10 as one of the defense fleet light ships come to you, to your room. It's very wonderful energy. And I'll count to 10 as it comes in. So here it comes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Great. Okay, you feel a beautiful love energy. Again, just request healing. Sit back and relax. And bathe in this energy. Van Halen, love walks in, and then you sense a change, nothing feels the same, love comes walking in. Thank you. Wonderful. So we're going to do another healing for everyone. We're going to do a healing that is dealing with your pain body. We have pain in our bodies at times, and the pain body healing for a lot of people is very, very beneficial. Here we go, going back 5 days ago. So if you hurt yourself, within 5 days you should feel some relief here. Here we go. 5 days ago, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 4 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 3 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 2 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 1 day. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And today. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. Wonderful. So all these clearings I do for you, and we go back from wherever we started, like this point in time, we go back to your conception. And it's just very beneficial to have clearings. I'm just thinking on the pain body of, you know, the poor men out there who've had like a circumcision or something, you know. I just, ugh. So, and anyway, I won't go into that too much. And also women who have given, you know, childbirth, etc., that pain is still with you, so it's good to get it out of your system. I'm going to do one other sample healing here. Time is kind of going by quickly here. And I'm going to do a sensory body. The sensory body is how your body senses energies. Again, we'll go back 5 days. Here we go. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 4 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 3 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 2 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 1 day. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And today. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. I'll do one more sample healing for you before we sign off here. I'm going to do a past life clearing. We're going to start from the year 2000 to current and do the 1900s and 1800s, 17, 16, I'm writing these down here, and 1500s. Here we go. This is going to take away trauma from your spirit and from your body, your cellular memory. Year 2000 to now. Sixth clear, fifth clear, fourth cleared, third cleared, second clear, first cleared, 1900s. Sixth clear, fifth clear, fourth cleared, third cleared, second clear, first cleared, 1800s. Oh man, my heart like sunk here. There's some people out there who have this a problem there. Sixth clear, fifth clear, fourth cleared. I'll do it over again. Sixth clear, fifth clear, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 1700s. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 1600s. Sixth clear, fifth clear, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. I'm yawning. Oh, some densities there. 1500s, sixth clear, fifth clear, fourth cleared, third clear, second clear, first cleared. And this is what's needed, too, to help you get your spirit more in your body. Remember, who you are is your past. And who you really are is the thoughts of your ancestors. And that's in your cellular memory. That was referred to, in a sense, in the Bible as sin. So we have all this sin inside of us, and it must be released in order for us to hold spiritual integrity with our spirit. And that's the ascension process. That's what Jesus came to teach, to get rid of your cellular memory so that you're able to hold your spirit in your body 100% to have eternal life. That's basically what his teachings were. So, here we go. Time is about ending. We'll do one other clearing here. I'll do it really fast. We're going to do a clearing for the feeling body. This is much like the other side of the coin of the emotion. So here we go. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. That was 5 days ago. 4 days ago. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 2 days ago. Sixth cleared. Somebody has issues. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 2 days ago. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And yesterday. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, and today. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. Okay, everyone, so I'll just be signing off here. And I think we'll have Sylvia back on pretty soon, I hope, here. Maybe within a week, I'm hoping. So I'll just say blessings to all of you. And remember, if these healings have affected you some way, you need them. Otherwise, you would not resonate. So, again, stay in your heart center. And we'll see you tomorrow. Tomorrow is Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. So catch you all later, and have a wonderful evening. Goodbye, everyone.